The reading is taken from the book of Mark, chapter 1, verses 40 to 45. A man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus was indignant. He reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." Immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. Jesus sent him away at once with a strong warning. "See that you don't tell this to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing, as a testimony to them." Instead, he went out and began to talk freely, spreading the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but stayed outside in lonely places. Yet the people still came to him from everywhere.
Well, the coronavirus has brought to the surface something that as human beings we kind of knew, but we'd forgotten, that we need to be physically together. We need to be able to see each other face to face. I was hearing a story of someone who was a pretty tough guy, a single person, very content, very happy in their own skin, and yet 7-8 weeks into lockdown was really feeling it. Now, technology has been amazing, hasn't it? It's wonderful. You can pick up the phone and hear a friendly voice. You can get on the old tablet and be in touch with the grandchildren and you can see them messing around. But it is no replacement for actually being there. We know the nephew or niece at the end of FaceTime really quickly kind of gets bored. And you don't get to cuddle them and tickle them and be involved with them in that way. Or you're on the Zoom conversation and everyone jumps in at the same time and you just don't get the social cues because human beings are meant to physically be together. And even when we're able to connect socially, it's exhausting because we need to be together physically. Jesus knows this. He knows what humanity needs because he made humanity. And we're made in the image of the one God, three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so it shouldn't surprise us that we are innately, down to our bones, in very essence, we are made for relationships with each other. And in today's incident, Jesus interacts with someone who has been feeling the pains and sorrows of social isolation. Have a look at Mark chapter 1, little number 40. Mark chapter 1, little number 40. It says this: a man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." This man is on his knees and he is begging for Jesus to heal this illness. And I was just left thinking this week, and why does Mark include this story in his account? You know, we heard last week that Jesus was able to heal various illnesses with no sweat at all. Why then do we need to hear Jesus involved with a leper? Well, it's because we don't quite understand the significance of being a leper for that world. You see, to be a leper meant that you were absolutely isolated. As soon as you caught the disease, you would have to leave the community, leave your family, leave your job, leave your synagogue. You were not allowed to go and worship God there anymore, and you had to stay absolutely on the outside. We see this in Leviticus chapter 13. Let me read that to you. Verse 45 and 46. "Anyone with such a defiling disease must wear torn clothes, let their hair be unkempt, cover the lower part of their face, and cry out, 'Unclean, unclean.' As long as they have the disease, they remain unclean. They must live alone. They must live outside the camp." You know, we are going to find social distancing when we're out and about really challenging, aren't we? That 2 meter gap. But for the leper, the history books from the time tell us that they were meant to keep 50 meters away. Now that is isolating. And not just the 50 meters away, Imagine how they would have looked. I mean, I know some of our haircuts at home at the moment are looking pretty special. Some of us haven't cut our hair and are desperate for hairdressers or barbers to reopen. But these people were not allowed to cut their hair. We saw that in Leviticus. You know, they would have looked an absolute state. Everything about them said to people, you need to keep away. And actually, if you were trying to have a conversation with them, they would have been shouting, unclean, unclean. You know, can you imagine the, not just the physical trauma of having this contagious disease for this man, but the emotional trauma, the social isolation that was permanent with no light at the end of the tunnel for him. And so what he asks Jesus, in some ways, isn't a surprise, but the way he asks it is. Have a look at verse 40. Look at what he says. He came to him, begged him on his knees, if you are willing, you can make me clean. See, he says to Jesus, you can make me clean. See, we have to understand the significance of that word, being unclean, to understand what this man was grappling with. See, being unclean meant that he couldn't be in relationship with God, and it also meant he couldn't physically be with other people. And so when he says, Lord, please clean me, he's saying, I don't just want to be healed, I want to be accepted. Now, we kind of, as we've been going through this process of these past few weeks of isolation, some of us will actually get that I need to be close to God. But all of us will get that we need to be physically close together. But what Jesus does next, again, is, it sounds kind of peculiar. Have a look at verse 41. Now, some of your translations, as you're looking at that, will say Jesus was filled with compassion. But as you'll see from this more recent translation, it says Jesus was indignant. And actually, I think that probably is a better fit for the situation. You see, as Jesus looks on and sees the isolation of this man and the horror of being physically away from other people, and the fire has gone from his eyes and he looks a complete mess, he is seeing the impact of sin on this world, and it makes him angry. It upsets him. And so what does he do next? Look at verse 41. He reached out his hand and touched the man. I am willing, he said. Be clean. Now there's real drama there. You see, Jesus could have healed this man by speaking. But he does more than that. He actually reaches out his hand, and the narrative slows down as he does this and touches the leper. Now what happens when you touch someone with leprosy? You get it. As in, you get the leprosy. It was contagious. You couldn't go close to people like that. You know, when you're out on the streets and you're walking along in a social distance way, if someone with COVID-19 coughs and they cough on you, what is going to happen? You are going to get it. Now imagine you don't have COVID-19 and you walk along and you see someone with COVID-19 and you cough on them with your clean cough. What does that do to them? Does that make the COVID-19 go away? No. No, it doesn't work like that. But look, here is the leper. If you've been part of Connect groups, you will know this. You'll have seen this. Here is the leper, unclean, outcast. And here is Jesus, perfectly clean. As he reaches out and touches the leper, what should happen? Well, the leper, Jesus, in theory, should get the leprosy. But look what happens. As Jesus reaches out and touches the man is cleansed. Have a look at verse 42. Immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. See, Jesus' cleansing power doesn't just heal him, he restores him into relationship. Physically, into community. Just look what he's told to do. In verse 44, he's told to go to the temple and offer the sacrifices as a testimony to them. You see, this was him being brought back into the means by which he could do relationship with God. See, there's two aspects of his community relationships that Jesus has come to fix. And it's the two aspects that ultimately every human needs fixed. It's the community relationship with other people and the community relationship with God. See, Jesus loves us so much that he's not just willing to leave it at the physical cleansing. He knows that it needs to go far deeper than that, to the uncleanness that comes from deep inside of us, our sin. You know, one of the things that we are all looking forward to is being back into community with others, being able to see each other. But yet, when we get to that moment, 20 minutes in, what are you going to find? That actually you get a little bit wound up with someone. Now, why is that? It's because deep down inside of us, there is uncleanness. There's sin. There's selfishness. And it comes out with kind of jealousy and saying things that are unkind to other people and backstabbing and envy and all sorts of ways. See, we know it's not just COVID-19 that isolates us and separates us. It's the uncleanness inside. And Jesus is showing here that that is part of his mission to deal with that. But then there was another aspect of the leper's question at the start of this talk that is a little bit odd. Do you notice how he asked Jesus the question? He said this, "Are you willing to make me clean?" Are you willing? I mean, it's a really interesting statement, isn't it? It's an interesting question of Jesus. It's not necessarily a question you'd normally think, yeah, Jesus needs to be asked if he is willing or not. But just think about it. Think about where we've just come from in Mark's gospel. He's just told us that his priority is preaching, and he's left a whole bunch of people who need to heal because people need to hear about the message of the kingdom. So ask him, are you willing? Well, that kind of does fit with that. But also notice what the statement is. It's a statement of faith. Are you willing? He's not saying if you can heal me. The question is, are you willing to heal me? But I think there's an even deeper issue going on here that Mark is using for us. When he says, are you willing? I think as we read on in this passage, we're to realize that there is a cost for Jesus to do this sort of miracle. There is a cost for him to make people who are unclean, clean. You know, just think for a moment of our really brave nurses and doctors and frontline care workers, you know, particularly those people who are going into hospital and are dealing with patients coming in with COVID-19. Now, if you ask them, are you willing? Then of course they would say yes. Yeah, they are willing. They are going in there. And they are willing to help these people. But is that easy? Does that cost them? Well, of course it does. You know, they are taking their lives into their own hands sometimes. And actually, let's face it, some of them have had to pay the ultimate cost. There's a reason why we are outside our fronts of our homes clapping them on a Thursday night. You see, when Jesus is asked, are you willing? It makes us think about the cost for Jesus. You see, when you go through the gospel, those of you who will know the end of the story knows that he cares so much that he is willing to go to the cross. See, that is what it will cost for unclean people to be made clean. And we get a hint of that right here at this point in the story. Just have a look. 43 and 44, Jesus sent him away, and at once, with a strong warning, see that you don't tell this to anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them. Look again at verses 43. What does Jesus tell him to do? Jesus sent him away at once with a strong warning, see that you don't tell this to anyone. It's a strong warning. Verse 43, don't tell this to anyone, but what does he do in verse 45? Instead, he went out and began to talk freely spreading the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but stayed outside in a lonely place, yet the people still came to him from everywhere. See, in this incident, in this swap, we see what it's going to mean for Jesus. You see, this man is restored into community, into relationships. And there's the backslapping and the hugs and the joy and the laughter. But what does it mean for Jesus? Verse 45, he is out in the lonely places. He is the one who is isolated. See, in this incident, you see a small picture of what ultimately Jesus has come to do. See, from last week, you could think, for Jesus to deal with sin, to deal with sickness, it's not a big deal. He's an NHS emptying machine. He can just heal sickness and heal sickness and heal sickness. But actually, ultimately, for Jesus to deal with sickness, he has to deal with the reason sickness is in the world, and that is our sin and our sinful rejection of God. It's a consequence of that. And so ultimately, for him to be able to deal with the horrors of sickness, he has to deal with the horrors of our sin. And so as he goes to the cross, the clean one, he takes all our uncleanness on himself. He swaps places with us, and God treats him with the isolation and the destruction that our uncleanness deserves, so that we can receive from him his cleanness and restoration and community. See, in this story, we see the glory of what Jesus came to do, to take our place, to clean our sin, so that ultimately part of a world where community is restored, both with God and with each other. And we'll know that, you know, to start fixing life, you kind of need to get your relationship with God sorted, and that enables us to start sorting out our relationships with each other. See, if you're a Christian listening to this, then you'll know the joy of being part of a church family community. And one of the joys for me over the past few weeks has been seeing how the church family community here in Surrey Chapel has done such a good job of being in touch with others and making phone calls and writing letters. You see, we are physically distant. We're not able to be physically together, but we are just as much family. And I want to encourage you to keep pushing on in that. The government released guidelines in terms of keeping socially distanced, but they said, look, you can go for walks one-to-one with someone else. And I really do want to encourage us to grasp onto that, to do that. All of us need some physical contact, not physically, but even just to be close to each other. And so please grasp onto that. Please be church family in that. You know, he has saved us to be in relationships with each other. You know, I know there'll be some people watching this as well who will just be grappling with, but is Jesus willing for me? You know, does Jesus know just the uncleanness that is inside me? Is he willing to restore me into community with God and with others? And you've got to know what Jesus says in verse 41. He is willing. He's willing to do it for you. He is willing to restore you. And it may be as a Christian you are, it's okay, I was eating peanuts. But Jesus was willing to do that for us. And he's willing to do it for you. And maybe you hold yourself back from other Christians because you think you don't know the mess inside. And what I want to encourage you to do is he has saved you to be in relationship with others. And so enjoy that. Delight in that. Look, some of you will hear and stick on the radio and listen to Radio 2. I'm well past it. Radio 1 now just sounds like noise. I've still not got into Radio 4. That's not my cup of tea. But Radio 2 I listen to. And Jeremy Vine is on there, and he does this thing called What Makes Us Human? And they get different people to come in and say, what makes you truly human? And this week, 2 days ago, there was a bloke who came in, used to be involved with Scotland Yard, and he says, this is what makes us human, that we don't want to kill each other. There we go. But at the intro to this radio slot, there's this jingle, and there's lots of people, different people giving their views, and almost the last thing that comes up in this little jingle is the Archbishop of Canterbury, I think it is, and he says this, we all long to see Jesus Christ in others. And I mean, it's quite an amazing thing that is being put out there on Radio 2, but what I want to push it further and say, we don't just long to see Jesus Christ in others, we need to see Jesus' healing hand in others. We need to see him restoring us into community, into relationship with him, and that changes everything. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, so many aspects of this that just warm and delight our hearts as we see Jesus being able to restore this person to glorious physical community, his willingness to do that, even though it is going to cost him a great deal. And so, Father, I pray that for us watching this, that we might come to grasp and know and trust and live in the light of this cleansing that we have received. For those of us who are struggling to think, has the past really gone? You know, has the wrong things I've done in the past really gone? Father, pray that your Spirit might bring that in a real sense to their heart, that it is. And for those of us who maybe don't throw ourselves into the community we've been saved for in the way that Christ was willing us to do, we pray that we might do that even in this digital time. Pick up the phone, relate to someone, connect with someone. Father, thank you so much that Jesus was willing to do all this for us. And we pray that you'll help us to rest in that. In Jesus' name, amen.